This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, this afternoon on your drive. Nearly said this morning.
This afternoon.
I was wondering drive when the wheels time, would fall off, right, and I didn't think time. It'd be week two.
How are you, troops?
Isn't it good to be here?
Great to be here.
Great to be alive.
Back. Second week.
Hey, hello, Joyce's. Hello, Tim.
And thanks to all the lovely messages that came through last week. I wonder whether we can actually, whether it was just a fluke or whether it was just people going, oh, yeah, I'll send them like a pity text.
Yeah, probably a one-off.
One-off?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I thought most of them were lovely. They were partaking beautifully.
Yeah, how was our weekend?
Well, I've been in the middle of house moving / performing in comedy festival.
Wow.
So,
busy. Okay, so Kylie Minogue's Dancing
is a really quiet track, isn't it? It's really quiet. It's hard to catch
that
the rhythm at first.
That was the miming version of it.
Yeah, which we were all rocking our heads off to.
Have we got no sound at all? It's just going to be you and I talking for the next two and a half hours.
Well, and I'm already husky now, and we've already had our first on-air flight.
Oh, and I've had a big weekend, so I don't know whether I can make it through another 2.5 hours of it.
Oh, dear.
To be quite honest.
Now, listen to me. Why don't we just jump straight into discussing what has been on the tips of everyone's tongue today?
What?
That bloody Commonwealth Games closing ceremony. Freaking kidding me with that.
I don't know what went on.
I've never been a Joanna Griggs fan, but I am
she
now.
She came out true. I'm voting her for Gold Logie.
Gold Logie.
She was terrific.
She was amazing.
Now, that was probably the most boring thing I've ever watched on television.
Well, it's
ever.
I wasn't going to watch it, and then it started off. I started looking at Facebook, as you do, because I was settling my puppy into my new house last night, so I was a bit busy. I wasn't really settled. I started looking at Facebook, and there's all these messages going, watching the closing ceremony, it's a bit like watching Rocker Stedford. And I'm like, God, I've got to turn this off.
No, it was. Bad. Yeah, no, but I've seen good Rocker Stedfords. It's not good.
Terrible.
Oh, now, let's face it. Okay, so I don't know who the chick was who was singing Bedroom Eyes, Kate Sobrano. I don't know who she was.
Well, Kate Sobrano was there.
No.
I missed that bit.
No, this girl came out and sang and she was off key with Bedroom Eyes. Terrible. And then Kate Sobrano came out. And she sang Chrissy Amphlett from the Divinals.
Well, she's
so
not alive.
So it's like she missed her own track.
No, well,
I better
Chrissy's
do this
not
one.
Here anymore, so that's fair enough.
And then she did Deborah Conway's Only the Beginning, which is one of the most boring songs ever to be released.
I beg your pardon.
Terrible song. No
you
one needs to hear
put
that.
Put your manners back in.
I'm telling you now, the music director here at Joy put that on the playlist. I wouldn't be playing it.
How dare you?
Take it off Quick Smart.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so and then it was really like a reunion for X Factor and Australian Idol
celebrities. There's a lot of that.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon, driving you home. And welcome. Hi, Tim. Hi, Anna.
Welcome. Hi, Joysters. Hi, Tim. Thank you, Josh.
So what did you two do for the weekend?
I've had comedy festival, a bit tired. If anyone's wondering about this and thinking that you've got a delay in your car.
Or deja vu.
You don't. We just had a few
just
problems.
A little technical
problem. We thought
problem.
We might start the show again.
That's why we need money, people. We've got some cash lying around the house.
Deep.
Throw it at us. Dig deep.
Dig deep. Anyway. We were saying
half an hour ago, we were talking about the Commonwealth Games.
Oh,
an atrocious performance!
I actually feel like a bit sorry. That was a bit screechy. I feel a little bit like a hypocrite, even mentioning anything about it because I didn't watch one event.
No, well, I watched the diving of course. Melissa.
Oh, hang on. Is that?
Oh, did she have a go?
Yeah, she had a go. One gold.
Is that the first mention of Dee Murphy being this rebirth
2.0.
of Murphy.
Oh, anyway, back to the closing ceremony. Can I just say, of the closing ceremony, because, you know, social media went ballistic, but a lot of people just jump on the bandwagon with those things. So I watched it, thought it was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life.
I tuned in late and I can't say I loved
it. I still can't
anything.
Work out why there was a girl singing Bedroom Eyes really off key. Mm. And then Kate Sobrano came out and didn't do any of her songs, did the Divinals. and Deborah Conway.
Yeah, you would have thought that if Deborah Conway had called in sick and Kate was going to do Bedroom
She'd just
Eyes,
do another one of her songs.
Another song.
Yeah.
Or don't she hasn't had a big platform like that for a while, Kate.
Yeah.
So not the time to not be greedy.
And didn't the songs get slower and slower?
No, I just lost interest. It got very dumb.
And what was Xanadu? And then all of a sudden Xanadu popped up.
Oh. Was that just because you'd been at the disco? Did it really? I don't know.
Did it pop up for everyone else?
Was that just in your little Still Knocks head as you went off to sleep?
I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, been talking about the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony last night and what a terrible, unwatchable
schmozzle.
Piece of garbage.
A schmozzle. I like that word. And look, unexpected star of the show last night. Mm. There you go. I got there in the end. Joanna Griggs.
I think she should win a gold Logie.
For just simply calling it as it is.
That's the first time I've seen that on television.
She said, I'm furious, actually wrecking a tradition that is so important. You want to see the athletes come in. You want to see them jumping in front of the camera. You want to see them celebrating 11 days of great sport. We missed out on all of that. There's no athletes in here. I've never seen the stadium so empty.
Yeah, they went off to the pub down at Cabell Avenue.
Well, at least there was some...
God bless them.
They probably had better music and there was a bit of a vibe.
Them. Absolutely.
And look, you know... Mr. Beattie, what's his name?
Peter Beattie.
Is it Peter? He owned up to it.
Oh, no, he didn't really. He sort of tried to backtrack.
We've messed it up. Like, but how do you mess that up? Like,
12 years. 12 years in the making.
12 years in the making.
12 days of competitive behaviour. Then all of a sudden,
you've seen closing ceremonies and openings. Like, even I don't watch it, but I know that the athlete should at least be shown
in it.
Yeah, or turn up.
You know? So maybe that could be my next job. I'll go and help Birmingham put on theirs in 2022.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Now you're thinking.
Creative director.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us, just follow the bouncing ball.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, on your drive, on your Monday, and we've been talking about Commonwealth Games. We bagged it out. Do you know what? I just wanted to see a flying tram. That's all I wanted to see.
No, Dole, Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane.
Although they've got the Gold Coast. We've got some trams now. Yeah. Not like our old Rattlers. Yeah. Not that we don't have many Rattlers. Did you know our sister-in-law is going to be a tram driver soon? I never thought I'd live to be in a world where I could say I'm related to someone who drives a tram.
Does that mean, do we get free passes and stuff? Like, can we go on the transit?
No, we won't get anything. But how amazing is that? Congratulations to her.
Good on you, Anne. Trevor from Bond Beach.
Says, welcome back. It's so good to hear you on the air again.
And
it was touch and go earlier today, my friend, wasn't it? Oh, this one's a good Tay-Tay mix.
Oh, that was in referral to Taylor Swift's Ready For It.
That was the Blood Pop remix, just Blood Pop. FYI.
He says, thanks for making my...
Oh, my God, Tay-Tay, she's so fierce. Thanks for making my Monday afternoon. That's from Conrad.
Oh, lovely.
Is she fierce?
She's fierce.
I don't know. I love Tay-Tay, so don't get me wrong, but fierce? I don't know. I would think the word fierce would sum up our Beyonce, who slayed at Coachella, or should I say Beychella? They've renamed it.
Well, were you going to talk about that now, or do you want to talk about that after the next song?
I've segued.
Oh, you've segued?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've set us up for it.
They're in Wasted. They're always singing songs about being wasted and stuff, aren't they?
They're DJs.
All right, okay.
They did do one about High.
Oh, yeah, High.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a cocaine one as well in there or something like that they sang? Coca-Cola, something like that. Anyway, that doesn't really matter because we can't talk about that on radio anyway.
So, hey, I was wondering where you were going with that.
What I do want to talk about is Coachella with Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
Because imagine if you'd paid a ticket for that and all of a sudden Beyonce rocked up with Solange, the... French patisserie sister.
She only did one song though with her, but apparently they did like a sister dance off, and it was awesome.
Well, yeah, and Twitter and everything went mental because I watched it. I didn't notice, but apparently Beyonce's clothes were falling off.
Have you seen the whole thing?
The top was.
How did you see the whole 2 hour concert?
I saw everything. I'm on it.
More in your little sleepy haze that you were going into last night.
Maybe I dreamt it.
But I think what was impressive was the Destiny's Child section. And I've only seen snippets of that. Can somebody let me know how I can see the actual concert?
Yeah, like, I'd like
is
to
it
see it too.
Been recorded?
You just go on YouTube.
How was Michelle? The other one.
I know the other one.
We never talk about the other one.
I feel so sorry for her. No, I shouldn't, because she probably never has to lift a finger, and she just comes out every now and then looking hot and does the, you know, whatever.
The little
I'm going to dress like a soldier or whatever they do.
A bit of Bootylicious.
A bit of that. And the, Can my breath one, you know, that. And I would be puffy too if I was strutting around on that stage. Those legs.
She's probably got it better than the other two anyway, because she can have her life and be the sort of a star.
Well, Kelly knows who she is.
No one knows who she is.
Kelly Rowland look amazing.
Yeah, she looked hot.
Because I just remember when, I think it was a Super Bowl, and the girls came up one at a time, shot out of the stage, and Kelly came up, bam! She looked amazing.
Bam. Yeah.
And then Michelle came up.
She looked like she's always awkward. She's the awkward one,
very
isn't she?
Awkward.
She wasn't quite as good on her
feet. The other two don't want her in there, but they just do it.
No. I heard Kelly Rowland say recently there's only three people in, because they were saying, could somebody else join?
There's actually only one.
So there's only three.
There's only one. That's Beyonce. Now, listen, Frank from Canada is back on track.
Hi, Frank.
Welcome, Frank.
Hi, Frank. You found us. We're on a Monday afternoon. Welcome back, Murphy. So good to have you back on Joy. Missed you.
Now, last Thursday, I had the pleasure of spending the day with my nephews.
Aw, gorgeous. Yeah,
who are great. They're French, now Australian.
They're very funny. Hello, very Liam funny. And Angus, if you're listening.
Very funny. But anyway, the boys asked me whether I'd take them out to Sunbury because they're in a lawn bowls championship.
I know people that live out there.
So I forget how far. It's quite far from my place, but anyway.
Oh, it's quite far from your
place.
It's
nice. It's in the country. But I thought they were actually playing against a whole bunch of nanas. Like they were just like adopted into the whole bowling scene. No. There was so many under 18s.
Really?
I didn't know lawn bowls was a thing.
Lawn bowls has taken off. It's the new thing.
Did anybody see the Commonwealth Games lawn bowls? I did. Yeah. Is the only thing I did see, actually.
Yeah.
The guy who won. Sorry to interrupt your story.
No, that's okay.
And taken it off track.
I don't even think it was funny.
I have never seen a better celebration from a lawn bowls. Like the shirt was off.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it was brilliant.
Oh, hello.
Wow.
Wasn't worth seeing, but the shirt was off.
Yeah.
That's quite good. And it would have been warm up there.
That's right. I think that's just bring the youngsters into the sport.
Yeah, I think it is. And it was good. I learnt a lot about lawn bowls.
Yeah, no, and it's quite the mental game. It's quite. I mean, it is quite physical too, because one game takes about 2 hours, and they're up, down, up, down. It is very mental.
Yeah,
like, it's
is
all
mental.
About.
I was getting into it, and I was thinking to myself, isn't it weird? My nephews are playing lawn bowls, and their uncle's going to Poof Doof on Saturday night. Mm. There's something wrong with that, isn't it?
I thought you might be too fragile to talk about that today, but there's a lot wrong with that, Dean Murphy.
There's so much wrong with it.
There's a lot.
But in saying that, I did learn a little bit about Sunbury culture.
What?
Sunbury culture.
No, what? Those two words in the same sentence don't go together.
Because when I was out there, the boys actually said, listen, it's lunchtime, they've made food for the players, but they haven't got extras for, you know, the
gay uncles
and whatever, and whatever. So I said, that's okay, boys, I'll go and order some food myself. So I went to the girl at the counter and I said, I would like the chicken schnitzel. And she said, would you like that deep fried or lightly pan fried? And I was like...
When do you get options
it was an
for your
option palm? For you. Oh. I don't want to go the deep fried one. No, just lightly pan will do.
Wow.
And this is the other thing that you said about the tea, that you had problems getting...
I went to a cafe up there. I thought I'll nick off and go to the cafe because everything else wasn't open. I went to this cafe and I just said, I have an English breakfast tea. He looked at me like I'd asked for a cure for cancer.
The thing is, didn't have tea.
There's no tea in Sunbury.
And the thing is, like, so we used to go and have a look, try and go out for breakfast. And there's not that many cafes, not like Melbourne, or whatever. Accidentally stumbled across one that was just wall to wall, chock-a-block full of hipsters, right? There aren't that many hipsters that are living
in
Sunbury.
What are they all doing out there?
It was like, and I used to just find it very bizarre. They all had, you know, beards and there were lesbians in there with shaved heads and tattoos and people. It was unreal. They were unreal. But it was like you walked off the streets in Sunbury, walked into this cafe and went, do they bus you all in here at 6
from
o'clock
Windsor,
in the morning?
From Windsor.
And then from Brunswick. Northcote. And then take you all back. Like it was bizarre. Anyway. My love goes out to everyone out there.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, driving you home this afternoon. A little bit of a little mix there.
Oh, we love a little mix in here.
Mix and Black Magic. Remember when we interviewed Jade from Little Mix? And she was a funny interview, wasn't it?
Exclusive interview with Jade, and she was on her way home from somewhere and we're chatting, and then all of a sudden she's like, I've got to go. I've left my keys in the back of the cab.
This cab is off. That was it.
Okay.
I'll call you back.
I'll call you back.
No, don't bother.
The agent was like, no, she's not.
Don't bother. She's not calling us back. Hey, next hour, I've got some great music on the way. Sigrid. Oh, God, I can't get it.
Oh, dear.
Block nose. Sigrid.
What's wrong with your mouth, though?
Sharon Andrews.
Yes,
we do. The funniest thing at your comedy show. She's amazing. She's coming in. She's brilliant. Big things destined for her.
I love the sentiment. I'm not sure I love how you deliver that every time.
We're very lucky to, we've been blessed. It's still a comedy festival. That's why we get all this good stuff.
Oh, we do get good stuff.
But Pan Am, she's an old favourite of ours. We did an interview with her. We couldn't actually put it to air.
Oh, really?
It was that vile.
That was before your time, too.
It was absolutely appalling. Amazing. There's nothing that came out of her mouth that we could actually put to air.
We couldn't edit half of it. Like, you know, we did try at the beginning to say, can you keep it? And it was just for our listeners.
Well, her new show's coming up and she's searching for a flight attendant. So she's going to drag people out of the audience and question them.
God.
Interrogate them.
Oh, wow.
It's fabulous.
I've seen her a couple of times live. She is awesome.
Tell us what you hate about airlines. Like, what's your worst thing?
No, just what do you hate on the plane,
Dollface? That was it. When we talked about that in pre-production.
Pre-production, yeah. We all agreed.
Do you want to tell them again what they're going to do?
So what do you hate on a flight or on a plane?
What do you hate on a plane?
I just had a vacation, and as I was coming back from Thailand, a small little Thai lady fell asleep on my shoulder. So that's a bit unnecessary.
Now, can I add to that? Because when I was a flight attendant and I just finished training, got my uniform on, we were coming back from Brisbane.
Learn how to do your crop dusting.
They were calling it paxing. They call it paxing. So you're just sitting on the plane with the passengers in full uniform. I had the red coat on, I think, as well. It was cold.
It's a long story.
And I fell asleep on this passenger's shoulder and he was being really polite because I'm, you know, full makeup. I woke up as the dribble hit his shoulder.
So and that was love at first sight.
So I would think that having people fall asleep on you is something that most people are going to
hate. So you're lazy, hostie. I have no idea
what that noise?
Well, it was a grunt.
Sounded like you were cleaning your nose.
I told you that was full. I told you it was blocked. I can't even say this girl's name because my nose is blocked.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
She's trying to find a new flight attendant. She's going to interview you, pull you up out of the...
Well, that actually could put people off.
Yes.
Do you know what? So I wouldn't push that point, Dean Murphy, because a lot of people get uncomfortable sitting in the audience thinking they're going to get picked
on. Well, they don't have to enter.
But then, on the other hand, that's the thing. And if you're going to Pam Ann, you know what you're in for.
Yeah. Mm. From Marcello.
Welcome back. Murphy is walking into the toilets in your socks and feeling wet patches seeping through. God.
I don't mind that. Mark from Dandenong.
Hello, Murphy's. Happy Monday to you both. I hate when I'm sitting at the back of the plane and by the time they get to me with my meal, they've run out of the most popular choice, usually the chicken.
Yeah. One of the funniest comedy shows I've seen in a long, long time. Last weekend. It's been on for a month. You're in it, Anna Murphy.
Thank you very much.
But someone who glows...
I don't know why I'm saying thank you. You just said I'm in it.
Someone who glows even more brighter than your star.
Oh, this is nice. You're nice on your behaviour now.
Was the thing that held... You were like the mortar in the bricks of that thing. You just held that thing together. You lifted it up when it needed to be lifted. Sharon.
Dear.
Sharon, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Sharon Andrews.
I'm sitting between a couple of Murphys, which has been my deal for the last couple of weekends.
Yes, it's an interesting process, isn't it?
It is. I'm feeling for you, Dean.
Yeah, thanks. Now, listen, I loved, but there's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my whole entire life, you do on stage.
Yeah.
Should we talk about it?
Let's talk about it. Yeah, because I think you have to actually experience it in real life.
And people have come down specifically for this.
For that.
Like I had friends that told other friends to come on the weekend and they said, oh, my God, I've been told that there's something happens that Sharon does that I wasn't allowed to know about but I had to come down. So, yes, once everybody hears about this, you'll need to come down the show.
It's the vajankle. Like and that rolls off my tongue very, very well. The vajankle is probably one of the funniest things. And do you want to give us a little lead in on how that all took place, James?
Yeah, the clue's in the name. So, so I saw this Facebook post letting the world know that there was a new sex toy on the market for people with a foot fetish.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
With a really serious foot fetish. And as I said, the clue's in the name, the Vajankul.
The Vajankul. Yep.
You got to see it.
Use honestly. Your imagination, kids.
And the thing about it is, and I note this in the show, because when I bring out the Vajankul, there is a universal response.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
So, we talk about the things that separate us and race and class and religion, but there is one universal truth.
Yes.
And that is when you make present a Vajankul, people go,
It's so true.
And it's like a little wave.
Yeah, it is. It went right through that, shocked the walls down at Elwood Lounge.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
My first ever gig was 2014. Mm-hmm. I was terrified.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrified. Yeah. And I, unlike everybody else, I kind of did it on a whim.
Yeah.
And so I had never thought about doing it before I signed up.
It's a weird thing to do, isn't it?
Like, especially on a whim. Well, yeah,
I've seen both Anna and Peter go through the process. And it's not something that excites
me. No, that's strange, because I wanted to do it for ages and was terrified, but just to do it on a whim.
And I was at Aries Pub and I was at the Comedy Festival Roadshow.
Yeah.
So what'll go on after the Comedy Festival now. And I was sitting there and there was this little leaflet on the table, flyer on the table, advertising an up-and-coming comedy night and saying, if you've ever thought of giving it a go, sign up. And I went, I'm going to do that.
Oh, wow.
Never had thought about it before.
No, it hasn't even crossed your mind
Never
at all.
Had crossed my mind before. Wow. That was probably, I think that was the third comedy night I'd ever been to. Like, and I get around the comedy circuit and I hear people going, oh, yeah, I wanted to be a comedian since I was 5 and these are my top 20 comedians. And, you know, like, and I'm like, yeah, no, I hadn't really thought about it. And so I went like this. I went, you know what, I want to shake up my life and do something that takes me out of my comfort zone. Oh, that'll be it.
And what we need to say, and I forgot to prime Dean Murphy, but it's a perfect time to say this, because for somebody who started comedy on a whim and had never seen much comedy, Sharon was actually the Raw finalist of last year.
It's like Raw Comedy.
So Raw Comedy is a big amateur comedy competition that goes on. There's a few thousand people go into. I did the heat.
I didn't get through my heat.
But that's fine. But I mean, yeah, and then you got to perform at Town Hall in front of, what was it, 1,200 people? Yeah, 1,300 people?
That's amazing.
So, you know, she's pretty bloody good, people, and you're getting to see her for free.
But I'm an academic in day life. So when I signed up, I went, what do you do? So I downloaded a book. In true academic style, I downloaded a book.
Jokes 101.
And then picked up my first comedy tip, which is don't start drinking 4 hours before you have to go on stage.
Yeah.
Have you learnt that yet, Anna?
Yeah, no, I have. Yeah, no.
All right.
I've been putting in a couple before the show.
Most bizarre thing I've noticed with the process that you guys have gone through is that comedians have to get out there and do a lot of it, yeah?
Yeah.
And so I've gone with you to places like real dingy, dungeony, little not funny places.
The thing is,
with half a dozen people sitting there who aren't funny.
No, but the thing is, open mic nights are more probably better for people to go who are the comedians wanting to actually try their 5 minutes.
Where do you collect most of your material from?
All over the place.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty kind of eclectic, I think.
Yeah.
It's just like whatever I find funny. And I get bored just going with one thing. So I've got a bit of physical comedy in my humour. I do this kind of thing about clowning, dodgy clowning. And
oh, yeah, it's good.
And so I like a bit of physical.
Actually, that is good.
I like a bit of prop humour, you know, and observational stuff as well.
When you were going through all the patches where you had to go, like I was saying before, those dingy dark clubs with 5 other comedians there, no other punters and people judging you and they're all competitive.
Oh, you make it sound so fun.
No, it's not. I've been there. It's not.
Sometimes.
How did you cope with all that kind of stuff as you were going? Did you treat it just like an apprenticeship? It was like, oh, I have to do this?
I kind of just went, what can I learn from this experience?
Yeah.
And I think the like, for me, comedy is a conspiracy to have fun. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
So I just kind of focused on what do I find funny and then just throwing it out there for people to kind of engage with, you know, like rather than getting too caught up in, oh, how are they going? What's happening there?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm
just there. That's the way to go.
And come along for the ride is the thing.
We've had somebody actually who was listening, Barbara, who's listening from Castlemaine and said, OMFG, I just Googled Vajankul. Nope, nope, nope.
What's the next big thing for you on the agenda after the comedy festival?
I'm one of two things. I'm thinking about taking my show that I did last year, which was a social history of sex stories.
Oh, right, yeah, good.
Back to the Butterfly Club, perhaps.
Fantastic.
Or writing a new show. So I'm thinking about one about comedy theory.
Awesome. And you're a giver. I know you're a giver. You're a giving soul because you've brought in your phone and showed me there's a new sex toy on the marketplace, which is a real-life sex doll.
Yeah.
And it comes in all different flavours and styles. And there's a lot for me there.
I don't know how talking about the show turned into you getting a sex boy. Sex
no idea.
That looks like a very young boy.
I know.
Well, not a young boy. No, terrible. That's a terrible thing to say.
Young boy. They were in their 20s. We've got Sharon here just for a little bit longer because when funny's funny and we need lots of funniness on the show and, like, quite frankly, Annie, you don't quite cut it. What about yours, partner?
Partner, not yet, because she's been working, but yep. Hopefully soon. And I have to say, unfortunately, she gets to hear all the material at home.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's
the jankles all over the house.
That's what I was saying the other day, like, to our friends. They were like, oh, I haven't seen you do anything before, but that was great. And I'm like, yeah, well, don't come to the open mic nights, because then you're just not going to like anything if we do a show. So, yeah, come down. This is a proper show, people.
And sometimes I get friends that go, oh, you know, I really want to see you perform. And I go, you know, there's a way you can do that.
Yeah, just turn up.
Come up to a show.
Well, listen, good luck for the weekend. Hope it goes really, really well. And look forward to seeing you go above and beyond. And, you know, whatever you choose to do next, I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So
thank you very much.
No worries.
Thanks, Sharon.
This is some Norwegian chick. I can't pronounce her name. Named Ina something wrong. And this is Strongest. She's beautiful. On Joy. Awesome responses coming in. Basically, you've got to tell us what you hate on a plane. It's not that hard. It's not brain surgery.
No.
But little red flag up here, Anna Murphy. That's where I had it. And I'll do that part and you just read it out.
Okay,
how
cool.
About that?
Seamless as always. Having to ask for a seatbelt extender because only thin people can fit in Tiger Airways seats.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say I've never been on Tiger. So
this is Rolf from Collingwood.
Something I hate while flying is being tapped on the shoulder and told there's a possibility your baggage may not fit on this aircraft.
Oh, yeah, that sucks as well. This one's
Hi, Murphy. The plane pet peeve. When you open the pressure sealed food or drink that explodes out of the container, no matter how careful I am.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers, Beck. Look, now, this one. Happy Monday. I hate it when you're sitting next to someone with bad BO.
Ooh. Yeah.
Can I throw out something?
Yes.
To all the people that think that they can complain about somebody putting their seat back, you can't. They've paid for that seat and they're allowed to recline whenever they like.
Yeah.
It is a courtesy if they want to put it up when you're eating, but they don't have to. They do not have to. And you should never be told to. You've paid for the seat. Every area that it will allow you to have.
Yeah.
So all those people go, you know, the person in front wouldn't put their seat. Well, they don't have to. So shut up.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Sorry. That was a pet peeve.
Yeah,
oh, we're not doing that just for actually, the competition itself is what you hate on the plane.
You were both looking really strangely at me. Well, Dean just actually wasn't even looking at me and Tim was just looking perplexed.
Terry from Coburg has sent her a message.
I hate it that you can't open the window.
Murphy's Law, where just about anything falls out of their mouths.
Little pricks.
What? What?
Adam?
What? What happened there? Are you calling us little pricks?
No, not you two. Oh. It's the new VAC campaign.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically time to get immunised, people, because there's some shockers out there at the moment.
Oh, right.
So I'm just bringing it to your attention. And that's how they're
talking
actually
about,
advertised
they're
it.
Yes. Oh, I thought they were talking about flu
pricks. I mean, needle pricks.
So we're talking A, B.
Hep B, HPV. I didn't even know what HPV was. But anyway, you need to get immunised against it as well. And meningococcal.
Righto.
You don't want to get something you can't spell, and I don't want meningococcal.
No.
So get
and apparently
out there,
you can't spell HPV.
Here's a story from India.
Oh.
Huge crowds have flocked to watch a religious leader appear to pull a car with his penis.
Oh, of course.
The
in
monk
India.
Known only as Penis Bubba.
Penis Bubba.
Can be seen fiddling under his robe while he apparently attaches a rope to his private parts.
Well.
After a while. No. after the white rope is tied to the car before he staggers backwards, pulling the vehicle around 100 feet. That's long, isn't it?
Well, Bubba's little thing would be long by now. We're not dragging a car behind it.
Very much. Yeah, they all watch it and they said he went off as a kid and learned it in the bush and then came back and now he's got magical powers. Bubba says it's magical not an art, it's the power of God, the power of devotion.
You wonder where your mentality is that you think God, right, created the universe and how he wants to present his greatness to the world is by allowing someone to pull a car 100 foot with their penis.
Little brick.
Said when a large passenger bends over in Qantas pyjamas and you have to get a face full of the Grand Canyon. Terrible.
Jay from Albert Park.
When they say you're too intoxicated to sit next to the emergency exit, so they arrange a whole row of three seats to account for less room, unlike the emergency exits. Mm-hmm. Well, Jay, you've got a job to do if you're in the emergency exit, my friend. Can't have you there. No.
Stephen?
You're lucky you're being let on the plane, quite frankly. Anyway, sorry, I've gone into cabin supervisor mode. That I'm 36,000 feet above the ground without a parachute.
Yeah, I love that one. This one's Simo from the Paris end of East St Kilda.
Still hasn't told me. Yeah, having boarded the flight, I hate being struck with a chronic flatus attack and having to push it into the seat.
Is he talking about farting?
Yes, hoping no one notices.
What, so he squashes down harder and try and push it into the seat?
Oh.
I've never done that before. I'll give that a go when I'm on the next.
Gross.
This one from John.
Being woken up by the flight attendants on a long-haul flight, even though my Do Not Disturb sticker is clearly displayed. Matt has said, I hate being on a flight late in the day and asking for chocolates after dinner only to be told they are now out. I have, however, been given chocolates that were for the pilots. Perks of business class, I guess.
Oh, thank you, Matt, from Yarraville.
Never been
snobbery.
Given any chocolates in coach, I'm telling you right now.
Mark and the Funky Bunch from Clifton Hill.
I hate it when little kids kick the back of the seat, but nothing a little stink eye doesn't usually fix.
Oh, a little stink.
I'm not really sure what to do right now because just before we came off that song, you launched into a tirade. Like we weren't talking about, I was actually talking about international DJs. And next minute, Dean Murphy, what did you decide to throw at us?
A man said to me the other day that he thought my dog was ugly. He's a purebred schnauzer. He's
very
ugly.
Dare he.
Wow. How dare he?
And I just like the cheek of someone who doesn't know you.
He goes, oh, it looks like it's got an upside down mohawk. And I'm like, oh, you wouldn't be used to purebreds.
Oh, dear.
Used to mutts. All of you who haven't seen my dog, I'm going to post it on Facebook and I'd like your opinion because he's not ugly. Cute.
No, he is really cute. But I did see a little tear form in your eye just before. Now, I just, you know, there's a few foods around the world that are as revered as the yogurt. Yeah, would you agree?
I had one on the way in.
Actually. Yeah, it's been around from the ancient Greeks and, you know, traditionally yogurt making has been more like magic than cookery. Ancient chefs, you know, whether by accident or design, stumbled across a certain bacteria that when introduced to heated milk produces lactic acid that gives you yogurt. Right?
Oh, I didn't realise that.
And its unique texture and tart taste.
Awesome.
You think that's quite a process.
It is a process.
It hasn't stopped one determined junior doctor and her vagina. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
One junior doctor and her vagina. Intrigued she was by the possibility of using bacteria found within the human body to recreate the lactic acid effect seen in conventional yogurt making.
I can never unhear that.
No, you can't. And though on the surface vagina yogurt may seem like a horrible
idea.
We've
had a vajankle this afternoon. We've had a monk that pulls a truck with his penis.
There's a method behind the madness. As Westbrook's friend and event documentarian Janet, whatever, I don't care, she says every vagina is home to hundreds of different types of bacteria and organisms.
Oh.
The dominant bacteria is called Lactobacillus,
which also happens to be
what people sometimes use to culture milk, cheese and yogurt. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody who's listening to that, most girls are never getting laid again.
I had an experience on the weekend that I've never, ever, ever, ever thought I'd have.
Oh, dear.
I built an IKEA cabinet.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, look, you know,
I was almost in...
We do need that.
I overdo it.
I've done that before.
I overcook this thing.
I actually did that with... Dad helped me build my wardrobes out of...
Of course he does, because you know what I've realised about you? you are able to gather the flock. When you move
no,
or you do something,
here we go, Mr. Jealous
Pants. You're able to
pants.
Gather the flock.
We're going to talk about this on air.
And everyone can
out of joint
build
he
a house. I'm surprised you
help.
Haven't been able to get anyone to build you a house.
No, because you don't ask for help. I ask everyone for help. I don't ask you because I know I won't get it, but I ask the others and they all help.
Oh, you're going to come over and help me build my IKEA furniture on Sunday?
You didn't ask me.
No, you've got a broken ankle, apparently. You wouldn't have been able to get up the stairs.
That's not the point. You didn't ask me. Since I have now had to find my own accommodation on my own, I needed to have it back. Mm. And he has acted like a spoiled little brat about it the whole weekend. And his nose out of joint because he had to go to IKEA and get a new...
Indian giver.
No, that's not. That's not being an Indian. I never gave it to you.
Indian giver.
No.
You can't. Smoke your little peace pipe over there. In your tent, in your teepee.
Do you see what I'm dealing with?
In your little teepee.
He gets a set, like that's it. He's decided that I gave it. I did not give him that.
Well, I'm very impressed.
Don't you throw tomahawks at me over there, Pocahontas. All
right. Excellent.
That's it from us. We're out of here. I've enjoyed today. I've enjoyed your company.
Oh, well, that's nice. You say it with such surprise. I can't say that I can repay that comment to you. But I've enjoyed seeing Tim and enjoyed partaking.
And thank you to everyone who sent messages through. It's been a really fun afternoon. Yeah. Thank you to Sharon Andrews. And we're out of here. Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.